You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 298, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the Podcasting Queen. Now, my guest today says, creating a signature program is not simply a reflection of your value to the marketplace in the problems you solve, but also a reflection of the hand of the master upon your life. And joining me on today's show is Natalie Lovelock. Natalie is a product creation specialist who helps coaches and speakers turn their expertise into multiple streams of income through the creation of their signature coaching programs and online courses. Natalie helps emerging leaders build profitable and scalable programs, products and services so they can build the financial and lifestyle freedom that they are looking for. Now, on today's show, she's going to share, if you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat. Find the courage to trust God when He calls you to the scary things. She's also going to talk about always go the extra mile, as well as being nice isn't always being kind. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. It is such a pleasure to be here with you today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, look, you are so very welcome. I love the way that you have said, you know, creating a signature program is not simply a reflection of your value in the marketplace and what you solve, your expertise, but also a reflection of the hand of the master upon your life. I would love you to share, how did you get into the business that you're in now, obviously helping other coaches and speakers be able to capture that expertise and turn it into a signature program and products? What was your journey?
Great question. So a little unknown fact about me is that my career actually began as a registered nurse. But if you've ever heard of the book or read the book, Who Moved My Cheese or Who Moved the Cheese? I was the person who from day one was there by the bedside of my patients. And I was constantly looking at how can we do this better? What are the gaps in the system? What needs to change so that our patients get better care? Mm-hmm. So I was constantly creating new programs, creating new trainings, and helping to make our service line better. So I did that for over 17 years, Developing programs, education courses, continuing education credits, all of that kind of stuff. And then as many of us entrepreneurs have experienced, there comes this moment when you feel God calling you to do something different. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's something even more. And so I had that moment just like a lot of other people. And I just started asking, okay, God, what is it you want me to do? How are things going to shift? And as good as He is, that plan begins to unfold, right? Mm-hmm. And it led me to taking that same expertise of designing programs, designing curriculum, designing education, quality improvement, learning how we can make these systems even better, mm-hmm. into the entrepreneurial space. And so I've been able to help coaches and speakers turn their expertise into products that people want to buy.
Yeah.
I basically help them learn to teach their expertise.
Mm-hmm. Such a unique skill and gift, I think, because I'm sure this is the feedback that you get from clients before you start working with them. Our expertise is often something that has been developed over a long period of time through our work, through our giftings and unique strengths, of course, that we've been blessed with. And we're not always able to qualify, quantify, and actually put it in the system so that we can explain it. It just happens. Yes. And so for people that may not have heard, I'm sure it's probably a few, but just in case people are not sure of the term signature program, how would you encapsulate, how would you describe what signature program means?
So the thing I always say, and you said it earlier, like the signature program is the key that unlocks the door to a successful business. It is your core offer. Mm-hmm. It takes the best of who you are, your skill set, what you have to offer. It takes the best of those innate qualities that God has given you and allowed you to develop over time. And it puts them into a very systematic process mm-hmm. that you can use to get your clients' results time and time and time again.
Yes.
Now, the really cool thing about the signature program is once you have that, you know, well-designed and you know the results you can get your clients, then you can begin moving that into more leveraged and passive income models. Mm-hmm. So really everything starts with that signature program.
Yes, I love that. And one of the things I think it can be a little bit scary because especially for service-based business owners, which is what a lot of coaches and speakers are, and that it's our expertise, very much who we are, and packaging it up and offering it to the world in that way can be a little bit scary because we put our hearts and obviously our work into that. So let's talk about if we want to walk on water, and we know that beautiful story of Peter when he sees Jesus out. We didn't know it was Jesus out on the water, obviously. So we have to get out of the boat, which is so very true. So speak more about this. Maybe you had your own Peter moment where God was calling you to get out of that boat, and that's when, you know, we really do have to have that courage to trust God. Share a bit more about that.
Absolutely. So, and that's exactly what it was. It was that dividing moment where I had actually spent some time writing out a list of things that I wanted to see happen in my life. Mm-hmm. I wanted things like a closer relationship with God, more time with my family. I wanted to be there present to help my husband in the many entrepreneurial adventures that he's embarked on in his life. But I wrote out a list of those. And as I did that, that was part of that transition for me and really looking at, okay, what is it God wants me to do? What does he want from me? And how can I be faithful to that? And as I was, you know, doing all of that and looking at what's coming next, we actually had leadership turnover in the organization that I worked for. And the leadership that came in came to me and said, Natalie, we're going to be eliminating your position. And we would like to offer you a management position within the organization.
Yeah.
And I felt stuck between a rock and a hard place because here I felt God calling me to be more present in my home, to develop that relationship with him, to be present for my family. And then I have this amazing career opportunity that would be the next rung on the ladder that would give me more status, would give me more income, right? All of those things that we're taught to chase after. And then God was over here saying, but me. And so I was faced with that decision of, you know, what do I do? Which way do I go? And I spent about a week fasting and praying and just really seeking God. And the thing that, you know, as Satan often does, being super sneaky, he gets into the back of your mind. He's like, if you leave that job, you're going to lose your home. Your kids are going to hate you. And do you really think that your marriage is strong enough to go through the total collapse of your finances? And I had to make a decision, and I chose to step out of the boat and walk towards the Lord rather than stay in the security of the boat and seek that comfort and that security and the known. I decided that no, at the top of my list was a deeper relationship with God. And I knew that if that was truly what I wanted, I had to have the courage to step out.
Yeah, fantastic. And so that would have been such a, as you said, such a scary moment. However, the Lord, when we take that action, when he encouraged us to do that, and that can be what's different for everyone. For some people, it's like, that would have, you know, no problems. For some people, it's getting out on stage and speaking because you know that that's a way that you are going to get that message out there in a bigger way. When you step forward, he meets you there. So I wonder in that journey, how have you seen God's hand and real support and courage and love, which we know he will extend. How has that played out for you in your life?
Well, I can say that almost 3 years later, not once have we missed a payment on our home. Not once have my children gone without food. He has been very faithful in providing for us financially. But even bigger than that, because I think sometimes we have a tendency to focus on, you know, what can God do for me, right? Mm-hmm. We're looking for what we can get, but I can honestly say that my trust in him and the fact that he is there through everything has been multiplied exponentially.
And what was on the top of your list, growing stronger, developing your relationship with him, has increased, yes?
Yes. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm here while I still have work to do. I am here present in the home every day for my children. You know, when they come home from school on the bus, I'm the face they see, not a stranger, not a hired employee. You know, I'm still able to be present in their lives and guide them, even though I still have to work from the home.
Yeah. I, you know, in instances like that, often when we do trust the Lord, we can really see how he works in our lives. And we often then start to experience things that we would never have even imagined were possible. And you know, I was reading in my own devotions over the last couple of weeks and even months, how, you know, from a worldly perspective, we're told to be independent. We're told, you know, to have this level of self-control and self-reliance. And it's completely opposite to what the Lord says, is that, you know, lean on me, don't rely on yourself, don't make plans, because they, if they don't align with God's will, then often he's not able to bless it, and we end up in all sorts of different situations that we think, how did I get myself into this? But, you know, when we do trust him, what is able to open up? Things that we never would have expected because of the fact that we could not see that. And I'm sure that you get to live that out in every possible way. And of course, in the work that you're doing and helping others, now coaches and speakers, being able to get their message out because they now have these beautiful signature programs. What would you be one insight? And maybe it's a Bible verse, something that you hold near and dear to your heart. If someone is experiencing that now, if they really feel God calling them to get out of the boat, yet the unknown is weighing heavy on them, because it can be scary. So what was it that supported you? Were there some Bible verses that you would often turn to, or maybe still turn to?
There's two that come to mind. And I wrote them down because I don't want to misquote them. So I will read them to you, but they were very, very key in encouraging me along the way. One of them was given to me by a friend who is a very faithful woman. She's a mentor to me and I love her dearly, but she could see the mental and emotional struggle that I was going through trying to make all these changes and get my feet under me and everything like that. And she said, I really want you to focus. She says, I'm going to pray this for you for the next, I don't know whether she said 30 or 90 days, but she says, I want you to commit this to memory as well. And it was Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Yeah. And that just calls you to a deeper willingness to trust in him, to submit to what he's doing in your life, and to just know that it's going to work itself out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to take care of itself. And then the other one was 1 Chronicles 28:2, where Solomon is building the temple and David is trying to encourage him in that process. And he says, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you and he will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the Lord is finished. And that just told me it is my job to keep doing the work, keep taking one step at a time, being faithful in doing the job he has called me to do, and to just rest in the fact that he's not going to, you know, leave me. He's not going to let me down because I'm doing work for him. It's his work that's being done.
Yes. I love those Bible verses. Thank you. Thank you. Let's talk about always going the extra mile. That's so important, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's also uncommon in today's world. Going the extra mile was something that I can remember just even from a very, very young age that my mom would say to me repeatedly, go the extra mile, honey, go the extra mile. And that has served me so well in my life. And I think it serves us well in an industry where sometimes it can lack integrity. Mm-hmm. Where we see a lot of people putting out subpar materials, subpar programs, and taking people for a lot of money in the process. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important that us as Christians choose to make it a conscious point that the things that we put into the marketplace represent excellence and integrity, mm-hmm. and that we're always looking to go that extra mile for our clients.
Such a great reminder, because, you know, sometimes we've had conversations on this podcast, but sometimes, you know, as business owners, we want to share our faith, but we may not necessarily know how to with our clients. And the fact that going the extra mile, as you have said, and unfortunately this is across all industries, people aren't doing that. So what a fantastic way that we can deliver, you know, fullest of and highest of level of service and integrity, so that we just blow our clients away with the results that or with the service that we're providing, that they can see that as a difference. And that may just be an opportunity to share why that is so important to us. What are some ways that perhaps you've seen going the extra mile has done for your clients, you know, the impact that they've been able to make? Have you got any examples? Because it can be, and why I ask this is because I've got a sister-in-law who is just so gifted in getting little gifts or cards or something for, you know, our family members. And it's like, why didn't I think of that? And some people are really gifted in that. So, you know, for my perspective, I'd love to know some things that perhaps you've seen done or you've encouraged clients to do that have enabled them to really live that out, you know, going the extra mile.
Yes. So, some of the things that I've seen, and it starts just with exactly what you said. And one of the things that I do for my own clients is when I do an intake for my clients, I have a series of questions that I ask them about things that they like, things that they enjoy. And, you know, I try to make it a point to send them a card on their birthday, send them a nice little welcome gift. Just make them really feel appreciated.
Yes.
When they join my business. I know some people will write handwritten letters or handwritten cards and send those to their clients to let them know that they're valued and appreciated. And I think that's really important, because especially when you get to the point of creating online courses, typically you're a few steps removed from your clients. You don't have that direct deep relationship, that deep connection with your clients. And it can often seem like I was just one of the masses. I was just another paycheck. or, you know, my coach doesn't really care about me. They just put this thing out there and, you know, got paid for it and they don't care about the end result. But when you take time to really make that special and meaningful, that can create a client who comes back time and time and time again for your services.
Yes, such a great reminder. I remember many years ago, I was part of a high-level coaching program, and there was a small handful of other coaches who were part of that. And one of the things that we would often look forward to is going to some events where not only we were there, but also just a larger community. And this particular coach would have a table that was just set aside for us in her VIP program. And that seems so simple, yet for us as part of that program, just acknowledged that she really cared about us and we had a special place right at the front of the stage. And just little things like that can make such an incredible difference. And that can be often a great reminder for me too. What is it that I have really valued over the years? Is there a way that we can incorporate that into our business as well? Just some really nice touch points that we can go the mile as well. Let's talk about being nice isn't always being kind. So, so true, but often so, so difficult to do.
It is. It is. And, you know, this is something I have to remind myself of often, because as a nurse, I'm a caregiver. I have a tendency to be a people pleaser, but what I've had to learn is that if I'm just telling people what they want to hear, and if I'm just smiling and nodding and going, while they're making poor decisions for their business, then I'm not providing that highest level of service that I possibly can for them.
Yeah.
And because I have put a stake in the ground in excellence and integrity, I have to let them know, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. I can understand your thought process on this, but unfortunately it's moving you in a direction that's not going to be the most viable, the most healthy for your business. And I would really like for us to explore what this other option, option B, might be like. So, you know, having the courage to be open and honest and really be that guide point for your client in making sure that they are not just doing what's comfortable and what's easy, but they're actually getting the results that they came to you to get.
Yes. As you were sharing that, and I'm going to just mirror this back and just point out what I saw you do so well. And it was often as heart-centered people who don't like to, not that we don't like to offend, but we don't want to hurt other people's feelings. But the way that you said that can be shared in a very caring, loving, supportive way. And I think that's the difference, isn't it? If we are heart-centered and we want the best for our clients, we can share that information in a way that holds, that allows us to align with our core values of, support and obviously in integrity. Are there different ways? Was that always easy for you, or did you have to do that a couple of times before you got to a stage to say, you know what, I've got this because it's in the best interests for me to be able to support clients? And I ask that because for people that are just starting to get comfortable, again, it can be really scary, can't it?
It is, honestly, it is never easy for me. I always have to do that self-check in the moment to say, okay, you know, where am I going right now? Am I going on the path of least resistance, or am I going on the path of what's best for my clients? And the reason I do that, and the reason it's become so important for me, is because my own coach is, I mean, she's a bulldog, and she tells it like it is. She's not afraid to hurt your feelings. And I have had so much growth, and I have developed so much wisdom from her being honest. And I had worked with several different coaches prior to her, and I feel like she is the one who has been the most honest, the most upfront, and the most willing to hurt my feelings to make sure my business is a success.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that so much, I want to be able to do that for my clients.
Yes. I love the fact that you've got that particular story that's true to you. One of the things that I learned from one of my coaches and mentors from years ago is to use that as a pre-frame to say, you know, one of the greatest support mechanisms and breakthroughs that I saw in my business was when my coach held my feet to the fire, obviously use words. And that's the kind of coach that I want to be with for you today, because I know that the breakthroughs that you're going to have. So sometimes it's in the frame, isn't it? Strap in because here are some things that you need to know. You know what? I think that's fabulous because, you know, even in the Bible verses, and I can't recall which ones they are, so I'm really pre-framing, it talks about, you know, sharpening of our saw and sometimes being around other people who in a very loving, supportive way could just say, stop for a moment. Let's just, what's happening here? And if they did not do that, then we can find ourselves going down a path where we need to, you know, go back to the Lord and really do some forgiveness seeking. And it's important to be part of a community who certainly does that. And I'm sure you, if you look back to the conversations that you've had with your coach, the growth that you've had through her pointing something out and giving you the right steps and the right, you know, obviously mechanism that you need to move forward with has probably seen your business go, you know, go forward in leaps and bounds. Would you say that's fair to say?
It is. It's absolutely fair. Yeah.
Yeah. And we can be that for others too in our business as well, for with our clients and, of course, you know, the community if we're, walking alongside other Christian brothers and sisters as well. So being nice isn't always being kind. And how so often when we are walking with shades on and we can't see something, someone just pointing it out can be a huge blessing. As long as it's done lovingly and with the best of intention. Because I know there's sometimes we can say things or someone says things to us and we're not able to take that in because of the way that someone delivered that message. So, such a great reminder. So, Natalie, share with us, how can we find out more about your business and how you can support us?
Absolutely. So you are welcome to find me on Facebook at natalielavelock.com, and the last name is LaveLock. So at Natalie Lavelock on Facebook, natalielavelock.com for email. But I also, if with your blessing, I have something I'd like to offer your audience if they're interested. And it is called your Maximize Your Program Profit Success Blueprint.
Please.
So they can learn how to increase the profits of their own programs with this blueprint. And it's super simple to get. All they have to do is text the word maximize to the number 444-999. So text the word maximize to the number 444-999. And it's just going to ask them for their number and or their name and their email, and that will show right on up in their inbox.
Fabulous. Thank you so very much, Natalie, for sharing that, for sharing your insights too. One of the things that I do for all of my guests is just to finish the show in a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Absolutely, Anne-Marie. I sincerely appreciate that.
Okay, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunities to speak with Natalie today and hearing her share her testimony. Father, it is sometimes scary to step out of the boat when we really want to walk on water, or when you call us to make changes in our situations and our circumstances. But we know that when we put our trust in you, put our faith in you, that you never let us down. And those opportunities, whilst they may be challenging, is certainly you working in our lives for much better and bigger things, and obviously aligning to your will. Father, we just want to uphold Natalie and her family and her business and the work that she does in prayer. Will you continue to bless her work, get her message out there so that the coaches that she wants to support will be able to put their signature programs together and make so much of a bigger impact out in the world. Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity, for the insights that we've learned, for the Bible verses that Natalie has reminded us of, and of course, just how much you love us. And we just want to thank you and ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much once again for coming on the show and for that wonderful offering of the blueprint that you shared with us. So thanks once again for coming on the show, Natalie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.